1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And on this show, I play a variety of characters. One of the things I do on this show, we do a lot of things on this show, but one of the things that I do on this show, and I guess the thing that stands out in the minds of most people, is that I play the part of many different characters who call in and express viewpoints that are then debated by other people that call the show who don't know that it's me playing this character. You see what I'm saying? I know it's kind of clear to those of us here in the studio because you've been with me for so long, Chris and Craig and Janice, but some people, they don't get it. Tell you what we'll do. This hour, you tell me, what were we doing when you first heard this show? What were we doing? When you first heard the Phil Hendry Show, what was going on? Don't tell me your favorite show. I don't want to know that. I want to know what was going on. What was I talking about? Or what character was on? Or what bit was going on when you the very first time you heard the Phil Hendry Show? Now, what will that prove? I don't know. I have no idea. Give me an idea what the first thing was that you heard when you heard our show for the first time. How about that? Give me an idea of how long you've been listening to the show. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. And while I'm, you know, going through the phone calls, probably a better question would be this. What tipped you off that it was me doing character voices? What tipped you off? Whatever it was, just let me know, okay? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed if it was a friend had to tell you. A lot of people, a friend had to tell them. Don't be ashamed if it was me having to tell you. And if you figured it out, I'm going to be questioning you as to how you figured it out. And I'll know if you're lying to me. All right? 1-800-449-8686. By the way, have you seen this guy, Chris Matthews? As long as we're just waiting for people to call here. Have you seen this guy, Chris Matthews, on CNBC? I thought it was a joke when I just heard it 5 minutes ago. His show just came on. Today we're going to be talking with the ambassador. Sounds like Bud Dickman yelling. Chris Matthews sounds like Bud Dickman's smart older brother.
Today on Chris Matthews' show, we'll be talking with a Saudi Arabian. Where were you when the United States of America was attacked on 9/11, huh?
God!
I'm Chris Matthews. I'm not a professional broadcaster. I guess you figured that out, though, didn't you?
You know, the stuff that's winning on TV, man, more power to the guys that are loading up the viewing screen with the Greta Van Susterns and the Chris Matthews, because I ain't got it figured out at all, man. There's Greta with the crooked mouth. There's Greta with the Bell's palsy mouth. And there's Chris Matthews going,
and later on, it'll be Greta Van Susteren. Hi, Greta.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Fine. Well, today, we're going to be talking about O.J. Simpson.
That's right. Love the eye job.
Okay, I understand you had a penile extension.
That's right. We'll be talking about that later, too.
What in the hell? It's a great world, man. It used to be you hire a guy who's fairly symmetrical and had a pretty good set of pipes. Good evening, I'm Bob Brown. And he had a very nondescript voice, nondescript name like Bob Brown. I'm Bob Brown. I'm Bob Brown Reports. But now it's become,
this is the Retard News Channel.
Hello, I'm Greta Van Susteren.
And I'm Chris Matthews. We all look and talk like we're retarded. With me now is the Prince of the Saudi Arabian thing, whatever. And Greta, boy, nice eye job, nice boobs.
I don't know.
This is Tard News Channel. TNC. The Tard News Channel.
I'm Chris Matthews. In the news.
What if they had guys reading the news, butchering the news, because our level of understanding and education had reached such a low point, we had to have guys reading the news like this.
A man said to the man who's the president today that he not like us no more. That man...
You know, this is TNN,
Tard News Channel.
I'm Chris Matthews. A bad man hurt another man today. He hurt him with a gun and shot him down dead. The man said that three men that are American soldiers got blowed up. They blowed up in plane.
And now over to Bill Bradley,
Tard News Services.
Then you can have a guy up and doing traffic, you know? Get a guy, like, I don't know, some goofy thing like that. Let me just work on it, okay? Rachel, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Rachel?
Hi,
How are
Phil.
You? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
Good, thanks.
Actually, I was calling to tell you what I was doing or what the first show that I heard.
And I want you to tell me what tipped you off about the premise of the show, too. So go ahead.
Okay, well, the first time, I didn't know. My husband and I were on our way home from school in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a kind of a long commute, and we were listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Korean war vet.
Lloyd, yes.
Who had beat someone up because their bumper sticker said, "My grandkid's cuter than your grandkid."
Yeah.
And we were listening to that, and we were thinking, that is the most bizarre, crazy thing we've ever heard. Well, we got home, we got out of the car, and we went in the house. Well, then the next time I turned the show on, actually, the Chris Baker show is also on KTRA, 950 in Houston.
Right. I know Chris.
And,
nice man.
And I had called into his show, and he said, hey, because I was a first-time listener, said, got to stick around and listen to the Phil Hendry show. So I said, okay. And, you had the Latino guy on who was mad because his girlfriend wouldn't get the tattoo on her neck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
she wouldn't tattoo his name on her neck,
yes,
right.
Yes, and it was hilarious.
That's a long time ago. So you've been listening a long time.
It's been a long time. But
yeah.
Then when the girlfriend got on the phone,
yeah,
I sort of thought, that doesn't really sound like a woman. That sounds like... sort of like a man doing a woman's voice.
There you go.
And so I just kept listening after that, and I figured it out. But, I still listen to this hilarious.
You
figured,
did you know that it was me doing those voices?
No, I didn't know it was you, but I could tell that it was a man doing a voice. Or I just kind of guessed.
So how long before you figured out that it was me doing a voice?
Well, actually, maybe one of the next few shows that I heard, you said something. Oh, it was actually the advertisement for the show, and it was going, "This is Phil Hendry."
And then when you heard that, you felt really stupid.
Well, I had suspected, but then I felt okay. Yeah, I felt sorry for all the people that had called in and got all fired up, but it was really funny.
All right,
especially with the Latino guy with the tattooing on the neck, people were getting really fired up. Calling in on that show.
I forget what that show was, too. It's something about forcing his girlfriend to wear a tattoo on her neck.
Yes, it was disrespectful, and she should be happy that he's allowing her to bear his male child. And
he was
going to go some big convention, and he wasn't going to allow her to. He wasn't going to allow her to go unless she had the tattoo on her neck.
That's right.
So
a women's empowerment convention. Okay.
Priceless.
All right. Well, Rachel, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. See you later.
Enjoy it. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye. There. That's the whole thing that she said there. Getting back to the Tard News Channel, though. I know there's people tuning in right now, and there's a lot of them going, "Oh. Is he doing that? Is he got people talking about the first time they heard his show? I wish he wouldn't do that." Well, I got to do it. I got to do it for survival. I got to tell people how this show works. Otherwise, they won't listen. They think it's just some guy with actors calling in and making goofy voices. It's me. And the reason why I tell you is because you'll listen longer if you know it's me. This is a battle for survival. This is a battle for the endurance of my career and this show as a national entity and presence on a radio dial. I sit there and I look at some shows and I ask myself, why do those guys have this many radio stations and I don't? Why are those guys on in certain markets and I'm not? I look at these shows. I know that they're not as funny as ours. I know that they're just the same old radio pablum that we've always had down through the years. And now at this moment in time, I will seize the moment. No more will they be allowed to make all of the money. I will make the money too. Thank you.
You just wait and see.
Sing it, baby. Oh, yeah, baby, sing it, yeah. I said to sing it, baby. All right, go ahead and... That's it. Atta girl. And then those clothes are coming off. You know that, don't you? Keep singing. Here's some more champagne. Atta girl.
Did the bubbles tickle your nose?
That's why I pay $500 an hour for you. You are too much. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show will return. Right after this.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
This is Al Jazeera guy on TV. Oh, yeah, let's have more of those Al Jazeera guys to get their opinion going, because everybody knows they are such an objective core of journalists. They are the guys we got to hear from. Al Jazeera sounds like a dude that plays center for the Bulls. Sounds like a running back for the Jets. Al Jazeera there at number 28, Bill, and that was a hell of a play. Anything than but what they purport themselves and present themselves to be, journalists. Here's a guy, Israelis are scumbags. Well, okay, that's a shock coming from you. Oh, never mind, I'm just upset about Arabs again. You'll pardon me. You probably think I'm just a redneck dumbass. Well, maybe I am. And now we return now to news, and we'll also have traffic from the Retard Radio Network. Now let's go to traffic.
Right now, there's a car on the street, and a man, and he's changing a tire, and another man is helping him, but that man is a policeman. And that's all of the traffic that I saw, but I gotta go to the bathroom.
And now back to our news.
A man found bodies in a dumpster in Georgia, and a man say it smelled like poo. That man was a policeman. Now back to traffic.
Okay, a car crashed, and there's people running from it because there's fire. There's fire. Back to you.
The Russians?
Get out of here, you idiots. Don't need that anymore, man. Come on. And now here's Toby with sports.
The people who play the game where you skate and hit the flat disc, some of those people are mad because the other people won the award that you're supposed to get, and the other people didn't win it. So they're mad, and they said that they're going to leave, but they haven't left yet.
Dun, 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 dun. Dumbass kid television. Dun, 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 dun. All right. Thank you very much for that. Let's go over now to Susan. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good, Susan.
The first time I heard your show, I tuned in quite by accident. Lloyd was going to get on a train with a rifle and shoot the pandas.
Oh, that's right. Because the Chinese had shot down or had forced down our plane.
Well, I was so incensed by that whole thing that I was your first caller that day. And after I found out what you did, I feel like a real idiot.
Oh, really? So you called in? That's beautiful. Now, when
I
did you?
I called in and I talked to him. And when he ran out of other things to say, he hit on me.
Out of sight. Now, when did you find out it was me doing the voice of Lloyd there?
Actually, I, I tune in from time to time. But I'm usually driving home and listening to Chris Baker, and sometimes it runs into your show.
Right.
And I found out because of your advertisements.
Well, there you go.
It just never dawned on me because there's a lot of weirdos out there, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know where he digs these people up, but it's a trip.
Well, it's solid to have you there, Susan. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you.
That's really cool, man, that people are finding out about this through promos. But that's the whole goal, see? People got to know that that's what's up. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if this TV thing works out, and if some of these high-level contacts that I'm having in the movie world work out, I am gone. You won't even see the exhaust settle in the parking lot, man, before my car is down the street. Yeah, sure, Phil. You know, let me tell you, just so you guys know, I have no illusions about television. Because I know what that's about. That's like, well, we like the idea, let's make a pilot. Well, we like the pilot, let's make the show. Well, we like the show, let's make another show. Well, we like the whole season, let's do another season. Do you know how far it is to get from here to there? I might as well not even think about it. Hey, whatever I can do to put a few more dollars into the bank, whatever I can do to hasten the day that I say to everybody, friend and foe alike, I'm retiring, I will do. Because believe you me, and I said it after the Super Bowl when the Patriots had won and Tom Brady had such a great game, and I don't know if anybody really got the import of what it was I was saying. I said, but Tom Brady is the only guy in America. Tom Brady was the quarterback of the Patriots. He had a phenomenal game. He's a guy who had literally dragged the Patriots out of the potential ashes of last season and brought them to a victory in the Super Bowl. And I said, if ever there was a guy in America today who is walking into his boss's office and not asking for a raise, not negotiating a raise, but actually telling the guy that he's getting a raise, and not just telling him he's getting a raise, telling him what he's going to get paid, it was Tom Brady. He walked into the office of Robert Kraft and said, "Hi, Bob, here's what you're paying me next year." Now, that is a worthy goal, don't you think? We should all reach some point of power in our personal careers whereby we can walk into the boss's office and tell him what he's going to pay us. Because, first of all, the stress and the strain of having to figure out how much we're worth is off of his shoulders. He doesn't have to worry about it. You'll just tell him. Secondly, how much stress and strain could be on your shoulders figuring out how much you're worth? It must be one of life's great pleasures to simply say, gee, I think I'd like myself to be paid $10 million a year. So all of that kind of leads up to where it's at right now, man. I've been doing this radio show for 10 years, this kind of radio show, doing goofy voices, doing this improv theater, having people tell me how brilliant it is, and I, you know, appreciate it. I never discard a compliment. I understand that it comes from the heart, and I appreciate it. Or people telling me that they think it's funny. Or, like when I first got on the air in L.A., people telling me that I wasn't going to last 3 months. Or when I first got on the air in Miami, don't buy a house. Or when I first got on the air in Minneapolis, people saying, it's vulgar, or whatever square, dumb thing they say in Minneapolis. I don't even know what's going on up there. All I know is I got invited to be the keynote speaker at their radio conclave this July. Won't that be a hoot? Ha 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 ha. Keynote speaker? I was on the air in that town for a year, and they didn't even understand what the hell it was I was doing on the air in that town. And now they're bringing me back to be the keynote speaker at their broadcast conclave, whatever the hell they call it. Now, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? How to get Viacom pissed off at you? What am I, you know? But it's been a long, hard, rugged road, and, you know, the sooner we are able to conclude this thing with the big $10 million a year, 10-year deal, the better. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our website, philhendryshow.com, gives you all of the, you know, the things that you need, man. All the stuff you need, all the audio and all of the show information, philhendryshow.com. Look it up. Thank you.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, this half hour and this whole hour, we're taking calls from people asking two questions. What were we doing the first time you heard our show, and when did you figure out it was me doing the voices? This information will be used strictly for research purposes only. We will take it, we'll seal it in an envelope, we'll cram it up Craig's rear end here, and he'll waddle away with it until we need it. How about that? By the way, I'd like to congratulate our show producer, Janice Ungaro, who Janice appeared at the Vancouver Comedy Festival last weekend and absolutely killed. Tragically, though, Suzanne Westenhofer had to steal much of her material from Janice and butchered it all to hell. It was funny when Janice delivered it, but when Suzanne did, there's kind of a faint odor in the auditorium and cleared out half the hall. So anyway, way to do it, Janice. Sorry about that, Suzanne. That's right.
That's right.
That's, you'll have to just deal with it. I don't care if you're tight with her. I don't care if she's your pal and now you're going to have to deal with it. I don't think she's funny. I've never thought she was funny. And this is just my opportunity to say she sucks. Because my wife likes her. Oh, I'm just kidding, Suzanne. You're all right. All those lesbian jokes just put me away, man. How your life is better since you came out. Yeah, I got it. It's great. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'd feel really stupid if this wasn't you. It was about 6 months ago. You had some guy, it was you, talking about trying to sue the lumber company for sticking his unit in the 2x4.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of the most famous shows. That was more than 6 months ago.
Oh, well,
we might have replayed it. Yeah,
it must have been a replay because it was on pretty late.
That was Steve Bozell, and he saw a Asian American chick with large breasts, which is very unusual. And so my
dad was screaming at me to run to the car to listen to it with him. We were dying.
Your dad's screaming at you to run to the car.
Yeah, he's like, "You got to come hear this. Come check this out.
It's unbelievable.
I can't believe it." And it wasn't for another 3 or 4 weeks before I figured out what you're really doing.
So in other words, you heard this whole shtick, you thought it was just me interviewing this maniac.
Yeah, totally. And then I even went through one where a coach was trying to get his son on the varsity team, a starter who was a drug addict without a leg or something.
Yeah.
I even thought that was real.
You're
I'm adult over here.
No, dude. I mean, so how long was it before you figured out it was me?
It was one with the lady voice you do.
Well, I mean, like, from the first time you heard the show to when you figured out.
It had to have been 3 or 4 weeks, I guess.
Nah, that ain't bad.
I listened to about 6 shows
before you
actually said it, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I had to, like, actually tell you, hey, yo, Mike. Boy, thanks for reminding me of that drug addict with one leg thing. That was Vernon Dozier. You gone, Mike? All right. Thanks for calling, man. Yeah, Vernon Dozier was trying to get his son as a starting guard on the varsity football team. And what's the big problem? That he has a plastic leg. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joyce, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Hi, Joyce.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
Hey, listen, I'm a little bit of a talk show junkie, like insomnia talk show junkie.
Oh, really?
And you were originally on here in your Bobby Brown routine, and she was going on about this taco recipe, which led into attacking some poor caller about possibly having an abortion.
And she had a taco recipe?
And I was just going, I can't believe this. I can't believe this woman. She's going.
Oh, wait a second. It wasn't a taco recipe. It was shrimp cocktail.
I think it was like a Super Bowl. She was having a Super Bowl party.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I want to say it was some sort of a taco recipe.
Okay.
And some caller came in and it ended up talking about, you know, about some abortion thing and, you know, the whole, and I was just listening and I woke my husband up in the middle of the night saying, you got to listen to this. You got to listen to this. This woman is crazy. I can't believe what I'm listening to.
You know, I got to hand it to us, man, to go from a taco recipe to abortion. What other show? I ask you. I just ask you, what other show?
Exactly. That was my thoughts exactly.
Only our show could fit in a taco recipe and abortion within the same 5 minutes.
That's about what it was like. And I was just shaking my head going, I can't believe this. This is just too unbelievable.
Cool.
So which led me to believe that this can't be real. which led me to find out a little bit more about your show. And
so you began investigating. You called the police and began investigating. So how many weeks was it for you before you the whole thing was just...
Not quite the police, but I
how long was it? How long was it before you figured out, like, how many weeks, how many days?
I want to say, like, the previous caller, like 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, everybody's going to settle into a 3 to 4 week group.
Well,
sure,
yeah,
it was probably like 8 months.
No, it wasn't that long, because that wasn't that long ago that I first started listening, so.
Well, thank you very much for being there and taking part in our poll this evening.
Okay.
Taking part in our little survey.
Okay, well,
okay,
it was
Joyce?
A lot of fun, and
well,
now that I'm onto it, it's even more fun.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye. So there you go. 3 weeks is about the, are you writing all this down? Are we going to send this off to the advertisers? Are we going to show them just exactly who and what we am? I'm telling you, today was really a bad day for me because I'm looking at these guys. Some of these shows are on in some markets where we are not. I won't mention them. And it's just not right. It's just not right that some of the shows that are landing in some of the top 20 markets that we've yet been able to crack are nowhere near as good as this one. They couldn't even carry the collective jock straps of my kids, let alone mine. These guys with these radio shows, their morning zoo shows and their variations of the watered down variations of 15 other shows that came before them, and there they are getting cleared on some of these markets. It's starting to bother me. So I guess we're just doing a little bit of research here, that's all. Yeah, forget it. The more I think about it, the angrier I get. And the angrier I get, the less fun it is to listen to me. So I'm just not going to think about it anymore. I'm only going to think good thoughts. I'm only thinking good thoughts. Only thinking good thoughts. Look, Mariah Carey in a tight dress. All right. All right. See, to me, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Mariah Carey in a tight dress. Yes. Yes. Yes, baby. Look at that, man, huh? Mariah Carey in a tight dress. I just got a load of that. That's a nice shot there of her. She's a lovely girl. There's nothing wrong with her. She's a little nuts. But who said she had to be sane? Who cares whether she's able to put two sentences together? She looks sweet, sings good, and she's looking for a boyfriend. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Here is Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to share my first experience with you. It was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. You were down here, and I'll never forget. You were interviewing a golfer. His name was Bob Swain. He was like the world's smallest golfer.
Right.
And when I heard you had some guy calling, I guess it was a caller that was going along with you, said that his dad told him that that he knew him, and Bob Swain was saying that, or you had said that Bob Swain had broke his legs because he used to like to jump off the windows from the hotel room into the swimming pool, and I think you said Nicholas and Palmer played a joke on him and held out a frying pan.
Yeah, Bob Swain was only 11 inches tall, so he'd dive off the top of the hotel, and somebody stuck a frying pan out the window. Swain hit the frying pan, and then they turned it upside down and shook it off, and he fell into the pool.
Yeah, I couldn't believe what I was hearing that time. And then, like,
well, I mean, I had a lady call up that day. She's like, where can I get more information on this man? He sounds fascinating. I says, well, your public library, I'm sure, will have something on Bob Swain.
So yeah, that was great. It was classic. And I think, like, 3 or 4 days later is when I caught on, because you were doing, you were interviewing Mark Furman, I believe.
Yes.
And,
yeah, I was interviewing Mark Furman, and I wasn't even trying to do a voice. It was just me. I was, and we
exactly.
Have Mark. Yeah, it sounded like this. We have Mark Furman with us. How you doing, Mark? Real good. Great, Phil. Thanks. Well, listen, what do you think of black people? I don't really like them that much, but, you know, I got to contend with them as a cop. So, and people were calling. In fact, one guy called and said, that's the best Mark Furman impression I've ever heard. That's incredible. You know, you're looking on message boards and chat rooms, and people are, did you hear Henry's show today? Boy, he was doing a dead-on Mark Furman. And all I was doing, literally, was, so Mark Furman's with us. Mark, how old are you? I'm about 42. Okay, and do you, you know, you like being a cop? Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like it. Well, I mean, I used to, but, oh, okay, thanks. You're welcome. Okay, bye, bye. Some guy goes, boy, that was a beautiful Mark Furman impression. So you see, it's like, you know, just say it and people will believe it. Funniest radio show in the history of radio, The Phil Hendry Show. I say it enough times, people are going to buy it, and it is. Most ingenious, most inventive show in the history of radio. I say it enough times, people are going to buy it, and it is. I'm now doing a Mark Furman impression. I'm now doing a Mark Furman impression. This is what he sounds like. Say it enough times, people buy it, that's Mark Furman. That, my friends, is the game plan that I am now using. Greatest radio show in America, Phil Hendry Show. Say it enough times, people are going to buy it. People are already saying it. Is it? I don't know. On our website, it says Phil Hendry Show, the funniest show in the history of radio. We're going to continue to promote that view of our show. The funniest show in the history of radio, the funniest show on the air in America today is the Phil Hendry Show. You can't even begin to name me a show that's funnier. There's no way. There isn't any. I know all the predictable names you're going to throw at me. Forget it. Those guys are in my freaking dust. We keep saying it enough times, people are going to buy it. Then we're on our way to millions with a TV pilot. You could keep saying, Louise Dreyfus, you know, she's the funniest chick in the world. Julia Louise Dreyfus, the funniest and cutest woman in the world. She's so beautiful. She's absolutely gorgeous. In fact, she's better looking than Pamela Anderson. Say it enough times, nobody will buy it. Okay. There's only one thing that I can't possibly turn into reality. Saying 12-inch penis that I do not have one. There's no way. Saying it enough times ain't going to make it real. So give it up, Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
I saw this thing on Arts and Entertainment the other night. It was about Hugh Hefner. And it was another one of these pieces that trumpets and glorifies his life, which I'm not saying is necessarily bad. It was like he produced it himself. Hugh Hefner, a man among men. You know, it's got the jazz and the blondes and the enormous breasts. I mean, almost the scientifically wrong breasts that the women have. And there's Hef, 804 years of age, in silk pajamas with a little hint of a diaper, you know, sort of, you can see it above. You can see it above the pajama bottom. And the whole thing was, Hugh Hefner, still on the go. And they're talking with the girls.
I don't know, Hef is just, he's just got more energy than men half of his age.
And it shows him, I guess, boogieing the night away, but really dancing the way any 85-year-old man would dance. Sort of that, yeah, just tottering from one leg to the next, and that kind of hunching of the shoulders up and down, and then excusing himself because, you know, the colostomy bag needs to be vented, and he goes outside to do that, which I think is a very decent thing for him to do. Because if you've ever been inside the Playboy Mansion when he vents that thing, it'd like to knock a buzzard right off the back of a crap wagon. So... But, you know, I love the guy's entire public persona being structured in such a way that he has more energy than men half his age. He is just boogieing the night away. He's servicing 9 women at once. I don't kiss and tell. It's all just marvelous. Now, I would never in my wildest dreams think that I could ever be Hugh Hefner, nor... And I know you're not going to believe me, but would I want to be? That's, you know, I got a wife. I have kids. One woman. My wife's beautiful. It's fine with me. And look at Bill Clinton's women. There's nothing wrong with them. I think they're all perfect. They're perfectly fine. I wouldn't turn down any one of them. Everybody's talking about how ugly they are. Nothing wrong with them as far as I'm concerned. I consider myself fortunate. I heard everybody say, boy, Monica Lewinsky, what a pig. What, really? I don't know. You don't see? Well, yeah, it just looks fine to me. That other one, what's her name? Paula Jones, and they're all fantastic. Come on, Taylor. You, me, Paula will hook up. But did you see this thing? And then they had one that was narrated by James Coburn, and it was sex. I mean, it was, in 1956, Hef decided that he'd had a belly full of Chicago. He decided to come west. Hef started the Playboy Mansion West, and all the babes flocked in. And they got that music playing, Playboy After Dark. Then they'd show him, it's like 1963, Playboy After Dark, Hugh Hefner. The guy's got ears like two car doors that are wide open coming down. Big ears, big nose, really accentuated features. Then I'm thinking, aha, I get it now, okay. Big hands, big fingers, okay. Big ears, big nose, big hands. You know what else it means? You got it. It's like my good friend, Dr. DJ. He's got the big nose and the big ears. Well, guess what else he's got? Me? I got size 10 and a half shoes. So go ahead, make fun. But I just thought it was amazing, the public relations that is done on his behalf. I have never seen one negative thing. Hugh Hefner, a real piece of crap. I've never seen that. He's got shows that are produced about himself that air on A&E. This wasn't a biography. This was just like A&E needed 30 minutes to fill up time, so they got Hefner. Just how much of a stud is he? Let's scientifically quantify it, shall we? This is Bambi. Bambi's breasts are 55 triple Ds. Bambi, go ahead, tell us about it.
Hef is just...
Okay, thanks a lot. Now... All right, let me go to Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's an honor to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
All the time.
Thank you.
Actually started listening to you when I lived down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And after a friend of mine had said, oh, you got to listen to this guy. He does these voices. So I knew ahead of time that he did the voices. And
all right.
The first show that I heard was when you were going to have these homeless guys come down on a train and go down to A1A in Oakland for a homeless shelter.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking to, you know, all these people that were living there. I guess you were acting like you were some representative of the government down there, the local government. And you were talking to the callers and saying,
are you having sex right now? As well as talking
no,
to
just,
me? Okay.
I'm just a little nervous.
All right, okay. Because we did hear the heavy breathing. And that, Chris, I think he's nervous, which is fine. I mean,
yeah. I actually called one time.
And you also weigh 900 pounds. That's also.
I
know the bit you're talking about.
No,
though.
Only 300. But
you're looking good, man. Seriously. No, I know the bit you're talking about. It was when the. They freaked out over that homeless shelter thing. I think they were going to. Oh, they were going to make people have the homeless move into their houses. Why would anybody get upset about that? It's Phil Hendry Show.